Princeton University Press Audio presents Racism, A Short History, by George M. Fredrickson, read by John Chancer. This book was originally published in 2002. As a university press intent on preserving the integrity of publications for historical context and academic discourse, we have retained the entirety of the original book, including language which is now deemed offensive. Forward to the Princeton Classics Edition. Racism, A Short History, published in 2002, was among the last of the many books written by George M. Fredrickson in a long and distinguished career. One of the great historians of his generation and an internationally renowned author, Fredrickson, a dear friend and colleague of mine for over 25 years, could not have written Racism early in his career. This seminal overview, a history about shifting ideologies and practices that hinged on ideas about difference and power and the incalculable misery they inflicted on the human condition through the ages, was the product and synthesis of a lifetime of research, teaching, and thinking about the origins of racism. For more than four decades, Fredrickson's major contributions on the topic influenced two generations of students and colleagues alike. I remember well when I was a new graduate student in 1970 to 71, with a keen interest in the history of race relations in America, that my understanding about the intellectual foundations of racial thought was deeply influenced by Fredrickson's second book, The Black Image in the White Mind, 1971. And I, like others who were curious about racism as a transnational phenomenon, found in his third major book, White Supremacy, A Comparative Study of America and South African History, 1981, path-breaking perspectives on how ideologies of difference based on a white-black paradigm created societies where race defined one's life chances from birth to death. Fredrickson joined the Stanford Department of History faculty in 1984, and a few years later we began a decade-long collaboration, co-teaching a course on race in the American experience. I viewed firsthand how Fredrickson continued to refine his thinking about race as an idea, its origins, continuities, and changes across time and space. Racism, A Short History, was thus the culmination of Fredrickson's lifelong intellectual journey as a historian in pursuit of understanding how ideas about race evolved and infected modern Western societies. The publication of the Princeton Classics edition of Racism is testament to the durable intellectual contributions made by George M. Fredrickson in the study of race and its byproducts. Although I first met Fredrickson when he was a Northwestern University professor visiting Stanford as a fellow at the Center for Advanced Study in the Behavioral Sciences in 1977 to 78, it was not until he joined the Stanford faculty that I learned how his personal experiences with race relations were intimately linked to his academic interests. Born in Connecticut, but raised in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, he attended Harvard University for both his undergraduate and graduate studies. Fredrickson was among the hundreds of white college students who traveled to the South to support civil rights efforts during some of the most violent years of struggle for African Americans. Later, as a young faculty member at Northwestern, he supported the rights of students to demonstrate peacefully against the war in Southeast Asia, and was a strong advocate for the development of black studies on campus. When I learned about this personal background, I came to understand better the passion that he brought to the study of race, an intellectual passion shaped in part by his personal commitment to racial equality. Fredrickson's reputation as one of the premier comparative historians of race and comparative history in general was cemented with the publication of White Supremacy, which won the Merle Curdy Award from the Organization of American Historians and the Ralph Waldo Emerson Award from the Phi Beta.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?